Blog Talk Radio.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, his covenant's not in vain. Once his promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praise him before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic glazes in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians, listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. Today, we got a couple of interviews coming up. My co-hosts are on a hiatus for today. So, hey, we're going to have lots of fun anyway. I had to put it like that because I'm up here solo. But no, it's all in good flavor and good taste, you know. So Lace is out, you know, he actually is doing a show, he's doing a play, and Charlie's out today, so enjoy your vacation while you guys are out. So let's get started. So the word for today before we get into everything that, you know, what we talk about here on this show, I'm definitely going to open up with Philippians 4:6, and it says a little something like this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer. Once again, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer. Now, this is a pretty deep verse also today, because we always got to pray for strength, pray for health, pray for finances, pray for each other, because everyone's going through something from a time to another. So we just got to pray up and be strong, because these are some trying times, and definitely got to put all of your strength in the Word, because the Word will definitely make you stronger. Put your faith in God, and he can turn your circumstance that you may think that's really, really rough, the worst thing can ever happen to you, and God will definitely make a way for you. And like I said, that was Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer. So be strong in the Word. Get your life right. Get it together, because, like I said, these are trying times, and there's a lot going on these days. And I know back in the day they say this is the end of times, and each year go by, people say it. But just my thing is this: just be aware of what's going on around you, that's outside of your circle, that's going on in your circle, because there are people that's hurting within your circle, and you might not even know it, but, you know, be strong. So what I'm going to do is get into some music here. There's going to be a lot of small song breaks today. However, we do have some interesting guests that's going to be calling in to our show today. If you've been seeing the advertisement, you already know who's calling in. And those who are calling in right now to listen, just be patient. because there's some things going on today. And it's a lot of good vibes going on today. Earlier, I actually was on a shoot, a very good shoot with a lot of, I mean, with a lot of talent on set. And it was definitely good vibes. I had a nice meeting yesterday. Definitely good vibes going on in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. So keep your head up out there. I always like to say keep your head up, because when you have those good vibes, you know, things start happening because you feed off one another. Always feed off for that positive vibe, because when you, the thing is, when you feed off someone else's energy, it helps you out a whole lot. So if your day is getting kind of rough, and you rub shoulders with someone that's, you have a very positive outlook, that affects you. If you having a bad day, and if other person that you rub shoulders with, they're not having a good day, your vibe is going to be the same. So keep your head up. But I said all that to say that this whole weekend was just full of positive vibes. It was definitely a phenomenal weekend. Next week, it's going to be a real interesting show. A very good friend of mine, Tamika Winborn, she's a writer, she's a screenplay writer, as well as author of 3 or 4 books. Hold on, let me get the count right. I think this is her 3rd book. Very, very talented lady, young lady. So we're going to have her on the show next week. So we got a lot of stuff lined up for you guys this year. So let's get into our first song for today. It's Isaac Carey here on the Covenant K Cafe.
I want to make you the star tonight. The one who parted the sea, the one who gave hearts a beat. I want the whole world to see your light. So make me transparent, to the stage of one, to the heavens. Here you go, cause Lord, you're a superstar, and I want to be wherever you are. So let me know, see I'm your opening act, so I'ma fall way back. Like a ghost, they don't know of your grace, and all the sins you erased, and how you took our place. Oh Lord, so make me transparent, to the stage of one, to the heavens. Here you go, cause Lord, you're a superstar, and I wanna be wherever you are. So let me know, see I'm your opening act, so I'ma fall way back, like a ghost. Praise to the King of Kings.
That was Isaac Curry. That song come from his album that he has out now, Reset. The title of that song is actually called Famous. The song is awesome. Make his name famous. You know, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be popular in one form or another. Let your face be popular. Let the person that you believe in popular. Make his name famous. You know, Isaac, that's that guy. Definitely have a lot of talent, charisma. I mean, the guy is really laid back. I heard an interview with him, with Steve Harvey, and the guy's just so super laid back, very humble. That's the word that I would use. He is very humble. Actually, Steve Harvey asked him about his sound is so similar to that of R. Kelly. How do you handle it? And he said, people going to talk anyway. People going to compare him to people anyway, so he's not even worried about that. And that is something that is great. Great, great. We have someone that's humble and that's not going to get all agitated and aggravated because they compare to someone else. You know, that's just what people do sometimes when you sound like someone. And then they just, you know, some people start spazzing out, don't compare me to so-and-so, I am this. But he was just like, hey, it is what it is. You know, just listen to the music and find joy in his work. That's him. That's who he is, Isaac Curry. So, hey, here on the Covenant Cafe, it is that time for... Alvin Kenneth Welch Jr. allegedly beat his friend to death over barbecue techniques. What in the world is going on? Absolutely. Listen, this guy is accused of beating Joshua Hines to death with a baseball bat after they disagreed on carving techniques. The incident happened last Saturday night at a football watching party at Hines House in Jacksonville, Florida. Welch was cutting meat for a take-home plate when he started arguing with Hines over the proper way to slice it. The argument got out of hand and Welch allegedly hit Hines, 31, with a bat. After the argument, took the baseball bat and basically fled. Jacksonville Assistant Police Chief Chris Butler said, according to the New York Daily News, Hines was left lying on the floor of his living room with a large bruise on his head. He was conscious but unable to speak. He died early Sunday morning. The two were acquaintances who had met each other about five times previously. So that's definitely an unfortunate incident. I mean, over barbecue, it's not that serious. It's really not that serious. On to some more interesting situations going on. A $10 million bounty put on Bigfoot's hairy head. Bigfoot. That's what going on in this world. Bigfoot, really? That's ridiculous. Let's get into it. The worlds of Bigfoot and science collide on Spike TV, the $10 million Bigfoot bounty. Actor Dean Cain hosts and leads an ambitious expedition to the Pacific Northwest of America to try to discover the elusive, tall, hairy creature known as Bigfoot, a.k.a. Sasquatch. Before this show, I was extremely skeptical. However, hopeful, Kane 47 told the Huffington Post. Then I started doing research and found that we discovered as many as 15,000 new species every year on average in the United States. They are usually insects and sometimes primates. There's a lot of things to be discovered that we have not laid our eyes upon. Spike TV assembled 9 teams and hunters of varying skills and experience for the program. Certainly the big lure for these teams, each comprised of two people, is the financial holy grail at the end of the 8-week-long series. What did I say before? $10 million for proof of Bigfoot's existence. Wow. Bigfoot, though, come on. Come on. And this last Huffington Post story of the weird news of the week goes to this. Doctors pull cockroach from Australian man's ear. Whoa. That's disgusting. I don't want you to bug out or anything like that, but I want you to think about this. I think that you may have a cockroach in your ear canal. Doctors in Australia came to the aid of a man this week who realized a large cockroach had crawled into his ear. Mr. Helmer of Darwin, Australia, told radio station 105.7 ABC. Darwin, he first noticed something was wrong when he woke up early in the morning with acute pain in his right ear. Somehow, he sensed a creepy crawler was to blame. Although he wasn't sure yet or sure what exactly what it was, he said, "I was hoping it was not a poisonous spider. I was hoping it didn't bite me." As the pain worsened, Helmer attempted first to suck the creature out with a vacuum cleaner and then to flush it out with water. "Whatever was in my ear didn't like it at all," he noted. Helmer eventually gave up and rushed to the Royal Darwin Hospital, where he was forced to wait 10 extremely painful minutes for the creature to die before the doctor could extract it. Wow. Wow, this is incredible. They said they have never, ever, ever pulled an insect this large out of someone's ear. Wow, so I guess they're not the size that matter. I guess they're used to pulling things out of people's ear, which is weird to me. Check this out. Now, while horrifying, Helmer's experience is not unique. I guess that's why they said that. So following case last year, this happened after its case last year, doctors found mites and mite eggs in a 70-year-old man's ear. Oh, this is disgusting. Wow. Finding bugs in people's ear, that's just not cool. So when somebody say they can't hear you, I guess they can't. And then that actually leads to the phrase, "Let me put a bug in your ear." Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is the weird news for today. I am your host, Lamont Ferguson, here on the Covenant Cafe. My two partners are out right now, Lace and Charlie Baltimore. They're out today. But, hey, the show's still rocking. We miss you guys. We miss you. So we're going to get into a little, let me see what vibe do I feel. We're going to get into some real without you here on the Covenant Cafe.
Lord. There's been so
things that I've been through, and I know you brought me through them all. I wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for you.
Right there, real, without you, man, oh man, that right there is something that could, without you, did you hear what was going on in that song? Were you listening? Were you focused on those words? Well, let me tell you something, you know, Deacon will be here in a little bit. So what we're going to do, we're going to get into another song before Deacon shows up here on the Covenant Cafe. We're going to get into some Crystal Aiken, I Desire More. Let's go.
I'm needed. I'm wanted. There is something about you I need to know more of. when I fall on my knees, attend my prayer, oh God. Take me beyond the veil, oh, give me more of you, you, oh. If it's not too much to ask, I want a deeper relationship with you. I want the oil of God to flow in me through and through. Here I am, on bending knee, with outstretched arms crying out, not my will, but
song. I mean, like, what can you say? You know, it puts you in the mode. It gets you in that thinking aspect. Puts you in that realm. Just to what I'm trying to say here is put you in the mode to lay back and focus on what's going on around you, things of that nature. So, what I would like to do before Deacon comes, I see him circling. Yes, yes, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, amen. I am Deacon Lamont. I guess I have to sit here along the side of you because no one else is here. Amen? Oh, a dick. I guess so. Amen. 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 Life is good and good is life. Okay. Yes, yes, Lord. I would like to say Happy New Year to those who I haven't spoken to, and I hope that you enjoy your New Year's. Deacon, you're going to have to go because I have a caller. As a matter of fact, you don't have to go. Just sit down, okay? That's it. Yes, yes. Amen. Caller, you are on the air. This is the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson.
Hi,
who we have here? Is this Josh?
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yes, how's it going, buddy? It's definitely a pleasure to have you on our show today. How's everything going today for you?
Everything's going good. I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm blessed. Take it one day at a time because you know what? Two will be too many.
I hear that.
Yeah, so right now, actually, I'll be, of course, doing an interview here. My co-hosts are out for the day. But however, you know, they sent us the information about you. We see you, you know, everywhere. We see you everywhere. So can you explain who you are to the other people that don't know who is Josh Rogers?
Well, I am 19 years old. I am the first and only male winner of Sunday's Best Season 5. I am also the youngest winner of the show in all of its 6 seasons. I am a national recording artist. I have released 2 albums. My latest one was Unconditional, which released on October 29th of 2013 with the latest single, So Good. So that is me. I'm humble, down to earth, exciting, fun to be around, love God, love people. That's me.
That's wonderful. Now, how did you get involved with the whole Sunday's Best? Did they call you, somebody referred you, or you just like, look, I'm going to go out for this, I'm going to audition, and see what I can do?
Well, it was getting about that time. I was getting ready to graduate, it was about that time to really make the critical decision of my next step in life. And I had already decided that I was going to actually try to pursue an occupation in music. And I was doing local competitions around at home, and it's crazy because God had already given me a vision of me doing what I'm doing now. It's crazy how God can show you things, but until you see the actual manifestation of it, you never really believe that it's going to come to pass, or you just never know how it's going to come to pass. And I did the local competition. I met Kim Burrell for the very first time, and she suggested that the contestants try out for the show, and prayed about it, talked to my mom and my grandmother about it. And about 2 days before the audition, I made up my mind. I said, you know, I'm going to go and try out and see what happens. And here I am today.
Wow. Now, coming in at a young age, did you have any self-doubt? Like, because when you see Sunday Best, you see a lot of, I want to say old folks, but just people that's older than you, you know, giving their best and
yes,
not
sir.
Making it. And you come in as a youngster, and did you feel like you was going to get the respect, or did you feel like, okay, look, I'm going to have to earn my respect? You know, although it's gospel music, it's still a competition. So coming in there, you know, so how was that vibe? How did you feel?
Well, it was definitely nerve-wracking. I went in and just with the mindset, I can remember my grandmother telling me before I left, she said, all right now, boy, don't you go out there and make me shame. Now, these people looking at you, but they'll also be looking back at me. Now, you get out there and you show these people what I taught you, you know. And so I always had that in my ear along with, you know, talking to my mom, who was definitely encouraging. So when you go out on that platform, and even when you come out into the industry, period, especially with me being at such a young age, you have to definitely be founded and grounded in a relationship with God and, you know, in the Holy Spirit and in the church. And I stepped out on faith, went out there. I sung my heart out, sung to the glory of God. And I just really enjoyed the process. I enjoyed meeting the contestants and meeting these artists that I had looked up to and had idolized for so long. And it just seemed to all work out for my good. It's still at times, you know, that I do let my nerves get the best of me, but there's one thing that Kirk Franklin told me once the show was over that I'll always hold dear to me. He said, enjoy it. Enjoy the life. Enjoy the process. But no matter what comes, find a way to smile through it all. And that's what I've been doing, and that's what's kept me.
Awesome. Now, as a writer, I'm a writer. What is your writing process like? I mean, because I know, like I said, right now I'm kind of playing on your age. Right now I know you have a lot going on, you know, outside of what you're actually, you know, your goals. You know, it's just a lot, you know, a lot at a young age. So
yes.
How do you settle down and say, okay, look, or do you settle down? When you write, do you say, okay, look, I'm going to get a recorder, record into my phone, my idea, and then continue moving? Or did you just block out some time and say, okay, this is my time?
Oh, well, since the release of my last album, I actually haven't done anything as far as writing. I've really just been focusing on pushing the album and traveling and marketing and stuff like that. But while collaborating and creating the album, I just sat around with the producers. We prayed before every session and just vibed, you know, got together and threw our ideas and, you know, different creations or whatever out there and came together with great work, a great body of work. And I can remember when we were writing, I just started writing down some things, some characteristics that God was to me, how I felt about God, and looking back over my life and seeing things that God had brought me through, and I just started writing, and I took it back to the producer, and we got together, and God just made it happen. So that's how it was done for me.
Awesome. Now we do have the song that we have is so good. Can you tell me about the process of writing that particular song? What was your motivation? We all know the big picture. How, you know? So what is the other inspiration when you're writing? When you wrote so good? How did that come? You know, come down to you?
Well, the past year, I've been through a lot. I've had a lot of. A lot of ups and a lot of downs. I can't speak for anyone else, but I can definitely speak for myself and know that I haven't always been perfect. I haven't always made the right decision or done the right thing. And when I was writing the song, I just thought about things like that. And I thought about the fact that, wow, God, you could have gave up on me. You know, you could have let me go, or you could have exposed me. You could have, you know, just not even let me get this far. You could have killed me a long time ago. But because of how merciful you are and because of how great and mighty of God you are, you still kept me. You still kept my mind. You still kept me sane. You know, you still covered me. And the only words that I could come up with after that were, God, you've been so good. And so I just started elaborating on it. And that's how So Good came into the picture.
Awesome. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into your song. If you can hang on, we'll come definitely come back to you, and we'll close out the interview. You definitely have a good head on your shoulders, a very humble young man, and definitely you have to continue to encourage your peer group, because right now, You are the next level. You know, you understand what I'm saying? You know, you're in that generation where a lot of destruction is happening right now, and you have to, you know, maintain that level of integrity and being humble and because your light shines upon other people your age, in your age group. So what we're going to do is get into So Good, and then we're going to come right back, okay?
All righty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joshua Rogers here on the Covenant Cafe. We're going to get into So Good.
There's no need to lie. Don't you know my right from wrong? Don't understand why you love me. And sometimes I go left when you say right. Did you decide to protect me? And I can't thank you enough for my life. And when I think about it, don't you feel so sometimes you try to do things on your own. To your surprise, he's still with you. Don't you deny grace and mercy shown. He can provide everything that you ever need.
Can't thank you enough for my life.
And when I think about it, aren't you been so good to me? Every hour, love, you've been so good, so good, oh, so good. Love, you've been so good.
And I can't thank you enough for my life.
And when I think about it, Lord, you've been so good.
Oh,
I don't deserve it. Lord, you're still
so good.
Definitely, the song definitely was so good, no pun intended. I don't think I could sing that good, even in the shower. You know, we all sound good in the shower when we're singing our favorite song driving down the street, but that was wonderful, man. Definitely keep up the good work. Now, how can people keep in contact with you? Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn? What's the other MySpace, you know?
Well, I'm on Facebook. You can like my fan page. It is Joshua Rogers _SBest. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram.
Both are at the Joshua Rogers. That's T-H-E, Joshua Rogers. You can also subscribe to me on YouTube. Please subscribe to the channel. You'll get consistent updates of me out and about, what I'm doing, where I'm at, and little clips of me out ministering. So simply searching my name on YouTube, and you can subscribe to my channel. And you can also look me up on social cam as well. Just simply searching my name, and you can follow me on there as well. For any booking information, you can email me or call me, Joshua Rogers. booking@gmail.com, or you can call 803-566-0625. So follow me, I'll follow you back, call me, and I can't wait to come and fellowship with you.
Awesome. Definitely is a pleasure to speak with you today. Thank you for taking your time out. You have a very busy schedule, and we definitely understand that here on the Covenant Cafe, so we definitely appreciate you taking your time.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. No, I don't think we covered it. Are you? You say you are touring. Where's some of the? Where are you going to be at with your tour? What's some of the cities?
Well, the Unconditional tour has not kicked off again yet. The first leg of it ended in November.
Okay.
It is supposed to start again sometime in March, if I'm not mistaken. However, I am supposed to be in Amarillo, Texas on Wednesday. I'll be there with my mother and mentor, Kimberell. We'll be in Amarillo, Texas on Wednesday. And then I'll be around at different events the rest of the week in Nashville at the Stellars.
Okay. Yeah, definitely a pleasure of having you on, man. Like I said, keep up the good work, and we'll keep a lookout for your work, okay?
Yes, please. Keep me in your prayers.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Joshua Rogers. Appreciate you. Appreciate you a lot.
Appreciate you. God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joshua Rogers here on the Covenant Cafe. Awesome, awesome voice. Young, very young cat, head on straight, head on, you know. We need more young cats like that out here doing what he is doing right now. He's blazing up the charts. He's doing his thing. But I'm going to tell you what. We're going to get into another song before we get into Mr. Deacon. He's been sitting here quietly as impatiently waiting. He's pretty angry with me right now. But, hey, Joshua Rogers had to definitely come first. No disrespect there, Deacon. And we'll come back after these messages. Not messages, excuse me. We'll come back after Court Dreaming here on the Covenant Cafe. This is the fun time. Fun time.
Filled with myself.
yeah. Mouth full of praise, I love you so much, what an empty phrase. Really I'm more amazed how in spite of how I fail to do what you command to and serve other gods like Baal. You never fail, that's a logical devotion. Could it really be you chose to die for the sinner? Well, nothing was good in me, you never left me. Even when them darkest days began, don't forget me. Only thing you forgetting is my sin. I wanna make it to the end, let me remain faithful. All because you're faithful to me. Yeah, I'm grateful, my mistakes can never stop the choice you made to adopt me. Them holes in your hands are the proof that you never dropped me. I know
someone greater than
here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. Deacon, I do apologize. I know, yes, I don't know what to say about you. Amen. So what I'm going to do is read some of the stupid laws here on the Covenant Cafe. As the deacon, I don't appreciate that you sat me down as if I was a child and told me to shut my mouth. Amen. That's definitely uncalled for. Absolutely uncalled for. So what we're going to do is I want to give you a word. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Amen. I'm not saying that I'm going to kill or steal from you. I shall destroy. I am not going to say destroy here on the Covenant Cafe because I'm highly, highly, highly upset with you. Amen. So let's get into a few weird laws because I am through with you. Amen. Okay, Deacon. Do what you have to do. Well, in the state of Alabama, beer wrestling matches are prohibited. Amen. Okay, why would you want to wrestle a deer? Amen. If you can't wrestle a human being, or until you wrestle the human being, wrestling bears might be an option. It is also illegal. It is illegal to maim oneself to escape duty. And this is all in the state of Alabama. The words are still on the books. They have not taken these laws off. It is illegal to sell peanuts in Lee County after sundown. And last but not least, you may not have an ice cream cone in your back pocket at any time. Amen. Amen. So what I want to know is who are the people who want to put ice cream in their back pocket? I don't know, but I am going to say this. Galatians 5:20. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. You are a faithful person there, and I will leave with that note. But I don't like the fact that you shut me up earlier. Amen. Okay. So I will make sure that I let Lace and Charlie Baltimore know how you treated me, disrespect, and you were very, very, very mean. I shall. Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Deacon. I think I'm going to have to make up. He's pretty upset with me. I didn't mean. I was in a rush. I was trying to get the artist. I was trying to get this. Get Joshua Rogers on air, and man, I guess he's mad at me, ladies and gentlemen. What do you say about that? Let's give it up for Deacon. Yeah, he was pretty upset. So what we're gonna do is, on that note, we're gonna get into a song by Transparent here on the Covenant Cafe.
For those who need it, listen.
It's hard to realize on the front line, fighting in a war, trying to survive, and you can't decide when fear and doubt combine, playing your mind, taking your way of time. So there you are,
all by yourself.
Just pause for a moment
and take a deep breath.
And never say never.
If you ever,
I'm promising you it's gonna get much better. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Spending a while with my eyes filled with you.
Searching for a moment of security. That is when time seems to freeze. Coming face to face with reality. So there you are,
all by yourself.
Just stop for a moment
and take a deep breath.
And never say never.
If you ever.
You better go.
it's hard to pray with no energy. And remembering all of the past things that were in front of you, with your heart waving, anticipating your next move, all you gotta do is proclaim to the world the same way I proclaim to you.
I made it. If you ever felt that you were in the situation, have you ever felt like you were in a situation, and once you got to the other side of that situation, once you got your foot, you know, that last foot, you know, of course you only got two of them, you only got two. To get caught up in something. However, after you get that last foot out of that situation, don't you feel relieved? Don't you feel that you're relieved that God has given you a second chance, a new lease on whatever the situation is? Because we all have fell into that particular situation, and you were like, hey, God, if you get me out of this one, oh, my goodness, I'm not looking back ever, ever again. Have you ever, you know, been in that situation where you say, God, please help me out of this situation? And you got out of that situation, and you're just like, man, I am free. It's like when you're hot inside of a house, and then you step outside, and it's fresh air. Nice breeze hits you in the face, and it's like, man, I made it, and I am not going to look back. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. I will not repeat that ever again, because you know what? You know, God has, he puts us, we get placed in situations where we have to rely on prayer, where we have to rely on God's actions. Because without the trials, you can't become strong. It's just like if you're practicing for a ball game or you're practicing for a weightlifting competition, you're not just going to go out there and lift the heaviest weight. You know, I'm not going to just go out there and pick up 200 pounds and throw it over my head. I have to do it step by step. I have to prepare myself. That's the same thing with trials. You have to trials are preparing you for the good times, because when our bad times, there aren't any good times, because you don't know. If you always have good times, you don't even know what the struggle is. But there are some times that you struggle and you're like, okay, I don't ever want to be in this situation again. You have to give him the glory. You have to pray. You have to be focused, because the devil is busy. The devil is busy all the time. So what we're going to do is get into, we spoke to this young lady last week. Her name is Jael. It's an acronym. And, man, I forgot what her acronym stood for. But I'll tell you what, I'll have that after the song go up. I guarantee you that I will have that acronym. Jael, here on the Covenant Cafe, and the name of the song is Now. Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. Man, we definitely keeping a going here on the Covenant Cafe. We do have our next caller here. Let's go to the lines. Caller, you are on the air. Hello. Okay, caller, you are on the air with the Covenant Cafe. Guess we dropped the call. We dropped the call. What happened? See, there's some trickery with calling in sometimes. Sometimes some people are actually wanting to listen, and they actually hit the tab for being on air. So that's the funny part about this whole situation. Sometimes people hit the wrong button. But sometimes they hit the right button, and they just forget to say the word hello. You know, they don't hear you when you say hello. You know, when people call your house, they're like, hello, 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 and then there's one more hello, and then they're like, oh, hey, I'm here. I didn't hear you. You know, sometimes that happens too. So we will forgive them, and they shall call back. If they will call back, we can say, hello, you're on the air with the Come to Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson. I can say it all. I can do that whole spill again. But until then, we're going to get into the poetry spot here on the Covenant Cafe. I have an interesting story to share with you. Let's get into that.
The poetry spot. And I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. The lowest three into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Lowest three, leave. No, leave. That which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Blow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Blow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked mind. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to blow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the D Poetry Spot.
This is the Poetry Spot. I'm going to share a little story with you. Hold on, let's go to the lines. Caller, you are on the air with the Covenant Cafe. Caller. Okay. Guess we couldn't get, I don't know what's going on with that. But however, let's check this out. Well, actually, I'm going to share this story. The very interesting story here. I'm gonna share this with you real quick. It's an inspirational story. It's definitely something that will encourage you as always. All right. The name of the story is called "The Mule in the Well." This old farmer had a mule that fell into the farmer's well. The water wasn't very deep, so the mule was able to stand on the bottom. After assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the mule, but decided that neither the mule nor the well was worth saving. The farmer called his neighbors together and told them what had happened, and enlisted them to help haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well and put him out of his misery. Initially, the mule was hysterical, but as the farmer and his neighbors continued to shovel dirt on his back, a thought struck him. It dawned on the mule that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he would shake it off and step up. This he did, blow after blow of dirt hitting his back. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. The mule repeated this statement over and over to encourage himself, no matter how painful the blows or distressing the situation seemed, the old mule fought panic and just kept on shaking it off and stepping up. It wasn't long before the mule, battered and exhausted, stepped over the wall of the well. What had seemed would bury him actually saved him because of the manner in which he handled his adversity. The moral of the story, that life, that's life. If we face our problems and respond to them positively and refuse to give up, to give in to panic or self-pity, the adversities that come along to bury us often have within them the very real potential to benefit us. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Remember Noah? And then professionals built the Titanic. Everybody's familiar with that. That piece right there simply states, like you said at the end, never give up, no matter what the situation is, no matter what's hitting you in life, no matter how rough the situation may be. You can always turn that situation around and make it a positive move for yourself. And just that last few lines, remember, amateurs built the ark, which was Noah, and it didn't sink. Professionals built the Titanic, which was supposed to be the biggest ship there is. It would never sink. They made note of that, and actually struck something and sank. So, like I said, just be strong. Always keep your head up. Always, always stay prayed up. Because once you do those things, you stay prayed up. It's like it's your armor. You can make it through any situation. It's not going to be an overnight situation, but you will be able to deal with those situations, be able to learn how to handle rude people. If you're in customer service, retail or customer service, clients, you know, you're able to handle all the rude individuals that may come your way. You may even have family members that's rude to you, good friends that were supposed to be your best friends rude to you. So no matter what the situation is, you have to be strong, because if you're not strong, you let them get the best of you, and then next thing you know, you won't have a positive outlook on life, period. So it does sometimes, it does take a while for you to make it through a situation. But as long as you rub elbows with positive people, if you keep good company, that will help you along the way. So what we're going to do is get into 2103 here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Frick.
So incredible, so incredible to me.
I get here, how do I stay, when it ends, what will you say, engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love, that's so incredible,
I got away.
up your hands and say yes.
Yes.
Been looking in the mirror, desire to be better. Then you tap me on the shoulder and reminded me of favor. I'm wonderfully made, oh, and constantly amazed and rejoicing every day at your marvelous work. Oh, then the miracles in what I want, you're giving it all to me.
Yeah, he's got a whoa.
Why?
Thunder.
Let the storm come to hunt us and hurt us. They can't take our Lord from us, bro, we got us the verdict. Not guilt, not guilt. He's with us and he stays present. He never leaves me, he even gives me stage presence.
Partner, you know I'm good to go. Pressure creates diamonds and fire and fire to go. Ain't nothing on this planet to satisfy my soul. I'm living for tomorrow, today is out of control. For sure,
I'm good. Take out my money,
I'm good.
Here comes the pain,
I'm good.
Yeah, they can kill me,
I'm good.
Get that game,
I'm good.
I ain't seen, and we don't feel anything. I'm the same, you can't take us out the game. Cause homie, we good.
Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe.
Hi, this is Ayanna Smith.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm great.
Welcome to the Covenant Cafe. Of course, this is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and we're going to get you. The big round of applause for calling in. I definitely appreciate your time. Calling in at this hour, I'm quite sure you couldn't be doing a million other things. But first,
thank you for the
first, oh yeah, there's no problem at all. My other two co-hosts, actually, they're out on a little hiatus. Poetic Lacey's actually working on the show now, and my other cohort is Charlie Baltimore. She's out enjoying life right now. But we're enjoying life too, ain't that right?
Yes, always. Got to stay up.
Absolutely. Now, check this out, Miss Ayanna Smith. Now, we definitely got all your information. You send it to us. I know your information. Who is, okay, put it like this. The audience, let's say the audience don't know who you are, and you have to explain who you are. How can you explain who is Ayanna Smith?
Okay, who am I? I am, I'm a lover of God. I'm a lover of his people. I'm a singer, songwriter, educator, speaker, praise and worship leader, then a teacher, administrator. And I like empowering people, encouraging people. And, of course, I love to sing. But most of all, I just want people to be who they are designed to be in God. So that's the thing that I have to focus on myself, just making sure that I'm here, I'm designed to function as I'm supposed to function.
Absolutely. Now, before you start putting yourself out there into the realm of entertainment, so to speak, how long have you been singing, and who are some of your big inspirations of singing?
I've been singing since really I was 3 years old, and I know people say, okay, yeah, everybody said they start out young, but I really did. I was in the church choir in North Carolina at Mount Olive Baptist Church, and we had Children's Day, and I was always participating in that, then always doing different singing things as I grew up with 4-H events and things in my elementary, middle, and high school. That's it. So I've been doing it for a long, long time. And
okay. So
and what was
so
the second part of the question? You had the second part of your question.
So, okay, now the other part, so you put yourself out there in the acting, entertainment world. So who are some of your inspirations as far as music concern?
Well, I would have to say my dad is a major inspiration, and his sound is something like Al Green, and so he was like, I was reflecting with him in a conversation we were having recently and just telling him all the different things that he was teaching me without just saying, this is what I'm teaching my daughter. But as far as contemporary people that we know, of course, like Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle, like Tremaine Hawkins, and like so, those were the Vicky Winans, you know, so those were the people I kind of, I just gravitated to, and BB, CC Winans, people of that nature. So those were people that were influential in the gospel sound. But then I also like jazz. I have a jazzy sound, and then I also had a classical background as well. So been inundated to a whole bunch of music all of my life.
Awesome, awesome. Now, what as a writer, what is your process like when you write your music? Do you record it via your cell phone? Then when you get home, then you say, okay, I'm gonna put it on paper. What is that process like for you when you write your songs?
It can flow, like you said. Recorded on before I got a cell phone that was all high tech. Had my voice recorder, and I still do have my voice recorder. I have many songs and ideas and snippets that will come to me, and I'll grab the voice recorder or my cell phone now and record them and then sit down and kind of play it back. And if it's a song that, like I said, something that I know that God's really given me, it will come back up again, like, you know, like when you learn a song from the radio, you'll just hear it over and over. And words will start coming. I've had to wear also words and the music came at the same time, so I was singing the words and the tune immediately, like say a straight download. So it can be different ways. And then also I do write poems and stuff, so that's poetry is music, you know, lyrics set to words. So it comes different ways for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, what we have is So Free. Can you tell us about what inspired you to write this particular song? Was there an event, or it just came to you? How did that one come about?
That was always interesting. I have the version that is out now as a remix, and the first version of it, pretty much I got the tune when I was cleaning up. And I tell people sometimes, I said, I guess I needed to be so free of dirt. So I was just cleaning up, and that tune came to my head, my original song. And then I had the one that's out now rearranged by my producer, Richard Davis. And I told him what I wanted, and it's good to be able to communicate with a producer that can capture what you want and who you are, and also give you some wow in there too, that you're like, oh wow, I wasn't expecting that, but I like it, it's good, I can work with it. So yeah, I just pretty much, the tune just came to me. I was just humming and cleaning up, and the tune came to me.
Okay. You know, I get a lot of songs that come to me in the shower, but I know I can't sing as beautiful as the clip song that I heard. So we're going to let the audience listen to So Free. So we're going to do, we're going to go to the song, and we're going to come back to you, okay?
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ayanna Smith, So Free, here on the Covenant Cafe. the doors off of that song. I'm telling you. If I had that talent, I would be able to blow the doors off my shower curtains. But I can't. They stay shut like they're supposed to. So, can you? Are you doing any shows? Do you have any shows coming up? Where can people see you? Are you on tour? What's going on for you?
We're touring right now. I am working hard to get all my music ready to roll out for my full project. And I have a few events, local events in my area of the Virginia Beach area that are coming up, and some things that I also like the people, you know, are booking and just waiting to hear responses and all of that. And so right now I'm just, like, say it's the beginning of the year and we're excited about pushing forward. And I had events in December, you know, different things in December, but right now I'm kind of in a rest mode, so to speak, just waiting, expecting while I'm waiting.
Awesome. Definitely in the Virginia Beach area, so we definitely got to connect on a level of that. Definitely. Now, can you tell the people, are you on social networks? Are you on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, YoSpace? What are you on?
I'm pretty much on the main ones. Like you see, I can't monitor everything, but I'm on the main ones. I would say Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and I am on Instagram even. And all of those, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, you can find me at Ayanna MS, and that's AYANNAMS, and it's all lowercase. I also have fan pages that you'll be able to find through there if you type my name in, one with my artist page, radio host page, a radio show page that I have, and also like an inspirational page that I have as well.
Okay, you did mention a radio host page, so you are a radio host as well, right?
Tell
us something about that.
Okay, that is the A&R Report, and it's found on SOGN Radio, so that's SOGradio.com, and my show airs along with my co-host Richard Davis on the third Tuesday of every month. It's a weekly show, but we have our show, the A&R Report, on the third Tuesday of each month, and that will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and because it airs out of a Central Standard Time location, but it's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have fun. I mean, we invite people from marketing gurus to upcoming artists to promoters, radio show people, or people in the radio industry, and so it's really fun. We try to empower people and inspire people and engage them all along to find out what's going on with the music industry and what they need to do depending on the level they want to go and the avenue they want to go into.
Awesome. That's beautiful. We definitely appreciate you calling in, taking your time, away from your family, to call in and share what you have going on with your music and things of that nature. We definitely appreciate that. You want to give a little shout out to anyone out there that's listening?
Oh, yeah. We give a shout out to, of course, all my family and friends, and also to that's my mom and dad, but also Miss Wanda Adams, who is my marketing PR person, and that's who you contact if you need to, let's say, book me to come to your next event. And like I said, just people that I'm meeting, you're hearing me for the first time, and I'm being exposed to a new audience. So I just shout out to you all, and let's say, and look forward to meeting some of you and our paths crossing along the way.
Awesome. Like I said, definitely appreciate that. We definitely got to connect. I did like your fan page there, so we'll definitely connect on that. And we will be talking.
Wonderful. I'm so excited. Thank you for your time. Thank you for having me up here.
No problem. And you have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ayanna Smith. Beautiful, beautiful young lady. If you just tuned in, actually, we're about to close out. We had Joshua Rogers earlier from BET's Sunday Best. We just finished up with Ayanna Smith here on the Covenant Cafe. It's definitely been a interesting show, a nice show as far as guests from all levels. We definitely appreciate you guys calling in and giving us your uninvited attention to the Covenant Cafe at this late of hour. We did slyer time today. But before we close out, I'm definitely going to close out with a word for the week. And the word for the week is Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. One more time, Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. It's kind of fall back on what we spoke about earlier in regards. God already has a plan for us. God has already ordered our steps. So when you go through your trials and tribulations, God put you there to understand, so you can understand his power. And at the same time, you can understand his grace. Because we've all been in a place where we shouldn't have been. We've all been there. And we've all had that situation where we're like, I will not do that again. If you get me out of this situation, God is listening. And once you get out and you feel relieved, please don't go back. So if you're struggling with different things, if you're struggling with drugs, if you're struggling with prostitution, if you're struggling with porn, if you're struggling with domestic violence, if you're having these struggles, give it up to God. And God will definitely bring you through it. And once he brings you through that, don't look back. Only look forward. Because what happened in the past, you can't change that. But as you look towards the future, you can help mold that, what's about to happen in the near future. So definitely, stay grounded in the word. The word is BIBLE, and that is your basic instructions before leaving Earth. Always remember that, because everything has instructions in life. We all understand instructions. If you open up a DVD player, there's instructions, very, very basic instructions to get that DVD player up and running. If you open up a toaster, we all know how to work a toaster. There will be instructions. If you take a, purchase a dresser from Walmart, you have to put it together. There are instructions. A lot of things, everything that you have to put together, there are instructions. And just like your life, there's instructions for your life. It's the basic instructions before leaving Earth. That is your Bible, to your advantage and not disadvantage, because if you use it to your disadvantage, that means it's just sitting there on a dresser, sitting there in the back seat of your car. You're not using it to its full potential. There's a lot in there. There's a lot of information in the Bible. A whole lot. You can find anything that you're struggling with. You can find verses that can help you get past those struggles. You can find everything in there. If you're in a marriage and you're going through a tough time with your marriage, you can look in that Bible and you can find verses to support you and your spouse to to help you guys get through that situation. If you struggle and find naturally, you find something in there that can help you move through that financial situation. And as we close, like I said before, we definitely appreciate Ayanna Smith calling in. Beautiful, beautiful voice. We appreciate Mr. Joshua Rogers for calling in, you know, Sunday's best. Winner, younger winner, the youngest winner there is so far on the company. I mean, on Sunday's Best. But before we go, we definitely, you know, we haven't heard Lace's voice here on the Covenant Cafe this week. So guess what? We're going to close out with one of Poetic Lace's song called "Broken Wings." Here on the Covenant Cafe. I am your host, Lamont Ferguson, signing out. Until next week, we will see you here on the Covenant Cafe. Poetic Lace, that's my homeboy. He's doing big things. Broken Wings. Enjoy your night.
It's so hard to fly when your wings are broken. I guess it's hard to see God when you're so blind. You still gotta look for that light though. Tell him, Nova.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Lord, so that I may fly away.
I'm trapped in enigma. I'm at the kind of jail asking why you pulled the trigger. It must have been confusion from the blunts and the liquor. Seeing you in here only makes me get sicker. I'm mad, I'm pissed, I'm something like a bladder. Most my dogs slipped when I started up the ladder. We were close friends, but you never helped my struggle. It was mostly criticizing, pointing out my trouble. Don't get it wrong, the love was there. But in my heart I couldn't really say you cared. That's like the women came around trying to get paid. But in the end every single one felt played. No PS3, Nintendo, we are Xbox. That's so ironic cause the game don't stop. I can remember every girl that I slept with. But I wish I could forget that we did it.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Yes, so has to go on. My brother's been praying that he just holds on. My mom's been praying that my brother comes home. The streets ain't really what you wanna call home. It's like times get hard. The harder we grow, we growing hard. So what else do we know? It's a hard night life and I had to live it twice. So many mistakes, but God still treats me nice. I'm wondering and pondering, thinking and blinking. Keep a sober mind. Far from drinking, I gotta do it. Crabs in the pot, they tryna pull me down. Cause the water is hot, the water is scorching, the water is scorching. These crabs so deceitful cause they know what's approaching. Step around the corner, please pull me out of terror. I'm only 23 but I know the pallbearer.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. Oh, Lord, so that I may fly. I'm searching for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away.
Waking up in the morning, I got a sad surprise. I lost my closest homie to a game of homicide. We in the city where you see the skinny dudes die.
It's important that we pray just to get by. I'm at a funeral, his mom is crying on my shoulder. They had my blood flowing slow and now my heart's colder. So I invested in some heat in case I have to teach. Then I heard, grab your Bible, keep that in your reach. Lord, pardon my mistakes, I had to play my hand. No space, hearts of diamonds, such a tragic hand. So I went to the clubs looking for some love. Never realized all the wildest God that I shoved. God is good, man, I promise you can make it through. Bow down, confess Christ is what you have to do. It's nothing to it, speak your heart, shouldn't feel shook. If you don't know what to say, just repeat the hook.
I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation. So that I may fly away. I'm looking for the right direction. I'm searching for the road of salvation.
This is the outro, so long, farewell. This ain't goodbye forever, but only time will tell. We had some funny moments, real talking interviews. Every Sunday, 7:30 Eastern time we do this. Build you up